Embattled LA Councilman Kevin De Leon will not be excused from meetings. Los Angeles, embattled City Councilman Kevin De Leon will not be excused from council meetings as he continues to defy widespread calls to resign over his involvement in the City Hall racism scandal, Council President Paul Krikorian wrote in a letter to De Leon October 24. Krikorian responded to a letter that De Leon sent last week seeking to be excused from meetings in the coming weeks, so he can focus on the healing process and take professional sensitivity training. The newly installed council president made it clear that he does not want De Leon to return to the council under any circumstances, claiming that De Leon would cause more harm and disruption. "There is no path forward that includes your continued participation in this council," Krikorian said. Four elected officials participated in a recorded conversation in 2021 that included a series of racially charged remarks and discussions over redistricting. Two of them, former Council President Nuri Martinez and former LA County Federation of Labor Ron Herrera, have resigned. The council's next meeting is on October 25. De Leon has conducted several television interviews over the last few days stating that he will not resign amid calls for his resignation ranging from President Joe Biden to nearly all of his council colleagues. The councilman said the city needs to heal, and that he wants to be part of that. Neither De Leon nor Gil Chedillo, the other council member facing calls to step down for taking part in the leaked October 2021 recording, has attended a meeting since October 11, when they were forced to leave after protesters shouted at them. A spokesman for Chedillo has repeatedly said that the councilman is at a place of reflection, though Chedillo only has a few weeks left on the council after he lost his re-election bid. A spokesman for Krikorian did not immediately respond Monday when asked if Krikorian has excused Chedillo from attending meetings. Krikorian said that there is no realistic possibility for De Leon to effectively legislate. He pledged that the council would schedule a special election as soon as De Leon resigns. De Leon has claimed in interviews that one of the reasons he is not resigning is that his district would lose representation. "I will ensure that a caretaker provides essential constituent services to the people of the 14th district," Krikorian said. Under the city charter, the council cannot remove De Leon. He would have to resign or be recalled by residents of his district. A seat would be considered vacant if a council member is absent from the city, without consent of the council for more than 60 consecutive days, or has ceased to discharge the duties of the office for 90 consecutive days, according to the charter. But City Clerk Holly Walcott told the Los Angeles Times last week that the rule would likely not be triggered in this case even if De Leon is not attending meetings. "I think it is reasonable to assume that as long as a council member is fulfilling most aspects of their duty of office such as constituent services, they are considered at work regardless of whether they attend council meetings," Walcott said to the LA Times.